Marches and rallies are a common occurrence at the Washington Capitol, but recently Verizon Wireless staged a different kind of demonstration. It was part of an ongoing lobbying effort to get lawmakers to pass industry-friendly legislation. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
How about we take a step on board our bus and grab any seat that's available?
On a recent afternoon, tour guide Jason Bellow invited guests to board a small bus and take a ride into the future.
So welcome aboard our 5G experience.
5G refers to the future of cell service. This bus ride around Washington's Capitol campus is designed to give riders a glimpse into that future. Suddenly, the bus windows transform into video screens. Now it looks like we're in a city bus riding past Central Park in Manhattan.
And your bus windows are actually also smart heads-up displays.
As you watch the cityscape go by, the bus windows display information about key points of interest.
Whether that's about public transportation, hey, jump off this bus, get on that subway, about cultural locations, or even something like a restaurant.
But to make this 5G simulation a reality someday, we'll take hundreds of thousands of new, smaller cell phone antennas all over the urban landscape. And that's why the Verizon 5G bus came to Washington's Capitol. The wireless industry hopes to revive legislation that would preempt local zoning rules in order to fast-track placement of the new network of antennas. Verizon's Gordon Cook showed off one of these antennas.
It's a box about half the size of a toaster. This one's painted white. That one's painted green to match the utility pole.
Cook says Verizon wants to strap 5,000 to 6,000 of these boxes onto street poles in Washington in the next few years. First, they'd be used to augment current 4G service. Eventually, they'd be swapped out with 5G antennas.
We want to be able to put these up quickly and to serve more folks with them and bring higher quality data services to people.
But Cook says current local zoning rules are an impediment. City officials have fought back, saying they want control over how and where small cell antennas are placed. With just 1 week left in the current legislative session, intense negotiations on a compromise continue. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.